Hey, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me and tuning in to another episode of the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. I am recording this on Friday, early evening, 5:03 p.m. Eastern Time. It's happy hour, I know for sure, somewhere. I am actually drinking water and coffee at 5 p.m. So anyway, I hope that you had a good week. I hope that you took some time this week to really be creative, to try something that you've never tried before, to go somewhere that you've never been before. I hope that you did something new for yourself this week. I hope that you're taking care of yourself. But I am also glad that you took time out of your week to tune in to another one of my episodes. So don't forget, like always, please subscribe, share this episode, share the show with all the people that you know in your life that could benefit from what my message is for this show. And like always, I always want to emphasize this. The foundation of this show is really geared towards getting us back to trusting our visions that we have, trusting our desires, trusting our intuition, and using the power that we already have to speak what we want and speaking it not with a begging tone, but really talking about it like it is already done. Okay. That is the foundation of this show, where dreams have no filter. I do not want, I believe when we showed up here, whatever year you were born, that date, that month, the time that you came here, we came here with visions and gifts and talents that were already placed in us, that we did not, all we had to do was show up. Okay. So that is the purpose of this show, is that we don't forget that and that we allow our vision to hold us. We allow our visions to hold us. Our visions want to be lived through us. Think about your vision as a living thing, as something that is vibrating, something that has life, something that has energy, because it does, and it wants to be expressed through us. So don't forget that. That's the foundation of the show. And I got a little bit ahead of myself with that little introduction for today's episode. So let's get into today's episode, actually. So I titled this Get Out of the Self-Fixing Loop. Here's what I mean by that. And there's several different examples that I want to use. So I'm really going to just take my time and talk this out so that I can bring these examples together so that you can understand what we're talking about today. What I notice, and maybe it's always been this way, or maybe I've just been hyper focused on it lately, but what I have noticed with the self-help industries and the self-improvement industries, what I feel is happening is that it's causing people to get stuck in a loop of always trying to fix something about themselves, about ourselves. All right. Do not allow self-help keep you in a loop of always trying to fix something about yourself. So we know that there's mechanics that fix cars, because cars get fixed because they break. Laptops get fixed because they break. Phones get fixed because somehow they break. But you, my friend, you are not broken. All right. You are not broken. You are powerful. And I don't feel that the self-help, in, I guess you could say, industry and self-improvement coaches, I don't hear that being said enough. And sometimes with the messaging that I see and notice, it perpetuates that loop of always fixing, always trying to fix yourself. So I here's an example, and I hope that I can illustrate it, because you can't, it'd be easier for you to see it. But anyway, I based off of this idea, that based off of what we're talking about, I actually created this painting series, and I called it From the Ashes. So the idea behind it reflects on experiences that we have all lived, both the ones that felt good and the experiences that did not feel good. And so the idea with the images that I painted, right down to the way that I moved the brush, down to the colors that I used, I was very intentional. Because I use with the colors that I used, the idea was that through those experiences, life can appear to be out of control, chaotic, nothing seems to fit together. Events just seem to keep happening, one not having to do with the other. From those experiences, and again, I'm just talking about the experiences that did not feel good, that do not feel good. Perhaps you're in one right now. Life can appear to be in pieces, sometimes even burned pieces, charred pieces. And you can feel like you are left with attempting to put these little pieces, these burnt pieces, back together somehow. But through that, what emerges is something that sparkles, something that looks put together, something that looks vibrant, looks completely different from the chaos that you were just witnessing. It looks nothing like the chaos that it emerged from. And so, with this series that I did, and this is just a side note here because I want to illustrate this further, with the series that I did, From the Ashes, that was why it was so important for me to use certain colors and the way that I presented the colors to show that what can emerge from experiences that do not feel good can look completely different than the chaos. And if you look at your life, sometimes you can look back and think, how did this beautiful experience or this beautiful opportunity or this beautiful piece come from that fire or from that mess or from that chaos? When really, that sparkling piece that emerged was in the middle of the chaos all along. And we can look at ourselves like that. So let's do this. Let's just take a minute to focus on experiences that did not feel good. We could say that while going through it, we felt broken. I'm intentionally, listen to the words that I'm using. I'm not saying I am broken or I was lost. I'm intentionally saying we felt broken. We felt lost. We felt, may have felt unloved, felt neglected. However, on the other side of that experience, we came out as a more authentic person. We evolved as a soul-infused individual. And what do I mean by soul-infused? What I'm saying is we came out on the other side expressing the version of ourselves that fulfills our soul. And oftentimes it's not recognizable by what we are even used to, and it's not even recognizable by other people in our lives, which can be frustrating for them, but we'll save that topic for another episode. But as we have evolved, we're coming out on the other side, we start to live in our power. We start to speak in our power, from our power. We start to move from our power. That God confidence is now fully expressed through us because now we have allowed it. We no longer stifle it. We no longer allow our ego or our logic to stifle that God confidence that we have. And sometimes we'll say, we've all heard the phrase, when you evolve, you evolve into someone else. No, I don't believe that we evolve into someone else. What is really happening is that the core of you is now finally being expressed freely. That's always been there. Always been there. However, let's flip that huge coin on the other side now. Let's go back to the self-help, the self-improvement part. Sometimes, though, what can happen is that after an experience that has hurt us and caused us to feel pain, naturally, we want to move beyond hurt, frustration, and resentment. I don't believe that this is another side note. I don't believe that there's one person walking around that wants to be resentful, that wants to be in frustration, that wants to be hurt all the time. I don't believe any of us want to do that. Okay. So naturally, we want to move beyond those feelings. And so then what do? We think, oh, well, let me see how I can fix myself. Let me get into improving myself. Let me get into self-help. So, for example, let's say because of a particular experience or experiences, you may feel like your trust in people has been bruised. So you may, go into whether it's a coach or whatever, you may feel like, man, I really need to fix this part of me. I really need to start trusting other people more. I need to stop being so suspicious of other people. Well, okay, that's good. But listen, how about try this perspective on. Rather than spending energy on trying to fix this part of you, how about putting that energy into trusting yourself more? trusting yourself more. How about putting that energy into trusting you to take care of you, aka trusting your intuition? How about putting that energy into trusting yourself to know that you have the ability to be able to connect with the right people who have good intentions? How about that? So, why am I talking about this? Because when we focus too much on trying to fix an aspect about ourselves, that can be a huge block to our desires materializing. When you are in constant mode of fixing, that implies that you think that you don't deserve the vision that rests in your soul because you're telling yourself, well, I have to fix this certain aspect about myself before I can attain that vision. I have to fix this certain aspect of myself before I can desire more. I have to fix this first. And here's what I want to remind you again. I said this earlier when I got ahead of myself. Here's what I want to remind you. The desires that you have are something that you were born with, period. You did not have to work for them. You did not have to do anything to receive them but show up. So, yes, we already know, okay, self-improvement. Yes, that is a positive avenue. It is a positive tool that we can all use to live a fulfilled life, whether you choose self-improvement through, therapy, through a coach, a life coach, personal coach, whatever you want to call it. But it is not helpful. It is not fulfilling when you become caught in a loop of being fixated on fixing yourself. So that is the message that I want to leave for you, and the message that I want to give to you. You are not broken. You are completely powerful. Completely powerful. So, thanks again for tuning in. Again, subscribe, follow, share this episode, share this podcast. Like the episode. What else? Because I need to get my downloads up. I mean, let's just be honest here. I want to get more people listening to the show. This is valuable information. So I ask, along with you listening, that you help me reach other people. I appreciate you for listening in. And until next time, enjoy your Friday or whatever day it is that you're listening to this. And until next time, cheers.